Work continues on Capitol Hill to push back a looming deadline of positive train control implementation, which is currently set to be required by law at the end of the year. PTC is hailed as one of the most sweeping safety changes to ever hit the rail industry. It would allow for more remote action to be taken to stop a train and requires equipment to be installed on locomotives and tracks of carriers that service passenger or hazardous material traffic. In a statement on the Senate floor last month, Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee Chair and South Dakota Republican John Thune said there is no debate about the need for PTC, but the looming deadline is worrisome.
$5.5 billion in private funding has already been spent on implementing PTC. The debate on the need, cost, and benefits is long over. When this body voted in 2008 to mandate full and certified implementation of PTC by December 31, 2015, there were concerns that the timeline was too aggressive. Those concerns have steadily grown.
Few, if any, rail providers say they will be able to meet the deadline and have said that as of the beginning of January, they will suspend service so as to not break federal law. However, suspension of service likely involves planning for months in advance, so Thune is hoping to come to some kind of an agreement this month. Additionally, railroads may be forced to shut down because
railroads point out that regardless of fines, their insurance would not cover an incident if the railroad had knowingly violated a safety law or regulation, like operating in noncompliance with the PTC mandate.
Thune and many others on both sides of the aisle and in both chambers of Congress are in favor of extending the deadline, but disputes remain over how long the deadline should be extended as well as progress timetables within the extension. If the deadline isn't extended, it could have dire consequences for things like fertilizer delivery for the 2016 planting season. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.